Hello, everybody. Hello and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. My name is Lynn Miller. I'm an intuitive medium. You may have seen me on various media outlets over the years. To start today off, I'm coming to you live from Los Angeles. I'm looking at my queue here, and there's absolutely zero callers. This is the first time this has ever happened. I'm assuming everybody's probably on their way out of town for the long weekend, so that's going to be my excuse. So I made the show 15 minutes as opposed to 30. So I'll just talk a little bit about myself and what I do, and hopefully this goes in the archives and gets some listens. So I've been an intuitive my whole life. I've been practicing professionally for about, it's been over 30 years. Started with the abilities as a young child. And for me, it came to me in dreams initially, which, by the way, is a lot of times how that happens. If you have psychic abilities, oftentimes they'll manifest in dreams initially. So I would have clairvoyant dreams, and I recognized pretty early on I was an empath. There's certain signs you can look at. If you feel like you have psychic abilities and you want somebody to, quote, mentor you or guide you through them, please reach out to me. I've done that a lot over the years. You know, there's some very specific signs. I mean, if you're an empath, you oftentimes have difficulties in large spaces. You don't like to be around a lot of people. You just can walk into a room and sense the energy. You sort of know what somebody's feeling. In other words, you're like a sponge. So I recognized early on I had that gift. But it took me a while to grow into what I do. I mean, a lot of practice in the earlier years. But like I said, you have to excuse me. I have a little bit of a cough going on here. So allergies kicking in as the warmer weather comes in. Like I said, if you think that you've got some abilities and you're curious as to how to sort of formulate them for yourself or make them work, reach out to me. Email and my website listed on Blog Talk Radio. Also, just to put it out there, for any first-time callers or clients, I offer a special through Blog Talk Radio, which is a $50 discount off any one of my sessions. What I go over in my sessions are past, present, and future. We focus a lot on blocks or if there's anything standing in your way. I'm known for getting specific names and dates and so forth, so you won't be disappointed. I have repeating clients over the years. They come, you know, some of them come once a month. I have a couple clients that come on a weekly basis. A lot of that is generally for business because there's a lot of energy and activity around business on a constant kind of ongoing basis. So they call me before any big meetings, any big mergers, stuff like that going on. So I hope everybody is going to have an incredible weekend this weekend. You know, it's so important getting over COVID, kind of opening things up, that we shift our energy. And if you're curious, you know, I work a lot with vibrations. It's important to raise your vibration. I mean, there's very specific tools you can use to raise your vibration. If you're not clear on how to do that, I'm going to be posting some of those on my Facebook public page, a guide to kind of raising your vibration. But, you know, start with meditation, grounding yourself, getting back to nature. Aligning yourself with really positive people is super important because they're vibrating at a higher frequency. So when you surround yourself around negativity, that sort of pulls you down. I'm a big believer in the binaural beats, listening to a higher frequency, sound meditation, sound vibrations. You can do this while you're meditating, and I find the best time to do it is sort of right before you go to sleep or right when you wake up in the morning, when you're sort of in that in-between kind of phase. That's when it kind of clicks in the best. At least that's what I find and have found over the years, and it works for a lot of my clients. Once you raise your vibration, you're going to notice the energy flowing a lot more easily. You'll be attracting things that you desire in your life at a higher rate. Energetically, you'll feel great. If any of you suffer from, like, which I know a lot of us have with the COVID, a little bit of extra weight gain, raising your vibration can definitely help you lose weight because your metabolism speeds up. It's just a natural occurrence that sort of happens with that. So you're truly losing weight. And just a more positive outlook in general, I mean, which is so important because what we put out there, you know, we also manifest and bring in towards us. So vibrational work is definitely key. What else can I tell you about? You know, some of the biggest struggles I find my clients have are making change. I mean, change, there's a lot of fear around change, but don't be afraid of change. You know, oftentimes it creates that shift and it's just what we need to sort of get over a hump or move forward in life. And that's the one constant. I mean, things are always changing. I mean, I'm making a big move and going down to Florida. So it's a big change for me. Super change. I'm not going to be in LA time anymore. Find your true path. What's your true path? I mean, I can read a few different paths at one time for people. So what that means is based on our actions, we create different reactions. And again, that goes back to the vibrations. Some things vibrate on a higher frequency, some choices we make, some decisions we make, ultimately bringing in a different path. So if you're stuck in some choices or you have some decisions to make, it might be a good time for a private session with me. Reach out. That's a lot of the business that I get are people that are concerned or about to make a major life decision. And they're like, hey, Lynn, I need some advice. I need to know, is this the right path for me? And I can do a reading on it and I can pick up, you know, very specific incidences, very specific names, dates, so forth. So, you know, finding your true path isn't always easy. Sometimes we get stuck in past choices, past cycles, kind of repeating over and over again the same mistake. And the key is to learn from the mistakes, move on, and, you know, create a higher path. Easier said than done, it really is. If you're comfortable in something, a lot of times, like going back to the whole change thing, it can be difficult to create that change for yourself. But once you do it, you get into the practice of sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not always relying on what you have in the past. sometimes it's trying something new. And once you do that, you get a little more accustomed. Because let's face it, sometimes our instincts aren't always 100%. Sometimes our instincts are based on a negative sort of trajectory that we've had in the past. I mean, if you pick the wrong men in your life, or women, for men, you know, I'm covering both bases there. I mean, if you pick the wrong partner over and over again, or find yourself attracted to, say, for example, somebody that has substance abuse issues, or, you know, maybe they're non-committal, maybe they have a difficulty emotionally connecting, that can be a pattern. And it can also be very karmic. I've done some past life regressions with my clients and found that, you know, you do carry things over into this life from your past life. And sometimes you don't understand why. You just keep meeting the same kind of person over and over. So a lot of that does have to do with past life incidences. And obviously, you know, our choices. A lot of it goes hang and how you were raised and what your emotional connection is to your parents. If you're a female, your father figure, you know, how you relate to him has a lot of bearing on how you pick your future partners. Sometimes you're living out a karmic sort of destiny. And what I mean by that, I mean, for example, in a past life, your father could have been a female, could have been your mother, could have been your sister. You had a different dynamic perhaps in that life, but there was some kind of karmic debt and you carried it into this life. It gets a little complicated, but the point is you want to make change. You want to stop picking the partners that are wrong for you. And I always say, you know, give somebody a chance. It's not always sparks and love at first sight. Especially if you've been in negative patterns, you know, sometimes you don't trust your initial gut reaction in meeting a partner. And sometimes you might find the partner that you didn't think was right for you actually is, if you look beyond the physical, initially the physical attraction. So I do a lot of that kind of work with my clients, and love is obviously one of the biggest questions, and then comes business. So I offer 3 sessions on my website, actually, well, more than 3, but the basic ones are the half hour, 45 minute, or 60 minute, and they all focus a little bit, you know, the hour is much more in depth. I definitely go into past lives, past history, future a little bit more. The half hour is based on past, present, and future with a lot of questions coming from the client because time is limited. But they're all individual. They work. And I've got a really good track record. So I hope that if you're listening out there, you want to take advantage and have a session with me. I love meeting new clients. I love to get updated. It's so much fun. In the 30 years I've been doing this, to get the feedback, you know, because let's face it, sometimes I think I'm out of my mind. I mean, I pick up things that are seemingly ludicrous, but I've learned over the years not to censor myself. So there you go. There you have it. I hope everyone has a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. And next time I do the show, I hope to see some callers in the queue. This is the first time this has happened, so not going to let it get my ego. But anyways, have a safe and blessed weekend, and I'll be doing shows a little more regularly. So follow me, and I guess you can sign up on Blog Talk Radio to kind of follow me. All right, take care.